All right.
1, 2, 3, check.
And it's broken.
All right. Yeah, let's see how this is going to work.
Yeah.
Would you mind coming one step down again?
Yeah. Because
then it's easier for me. So yeah, if you could, if it's all right, if I keep the headphones on, then
yeah, of course.
It's me seem more professional.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's always a good thing to seem more professional. Could you introduce yourselves? That would be mighty kind.
Yeah, my name is Matthias.
My name is Malte.
My name is Tobias.
Okay, and together you're in a band that is named after something that's also called MDMA, if I'm correct. Molly goes for that too. Is there a?
Yeah.
Was that a reason or not?
No, never? No.
Are you probably sick of that question? I apologize.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. No, the standard answer to that is that we've tried it, but it
has nothing to do with
it's
the name or anything.
It's actually a pretty boring story. My nickname or my it's like Molly.
Okay.
So that's the boring story how the name was born.
It's a story like any other. And then you're stuck with the name and can't get rid of it anymore, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just like the MDMA guys.
The MDMA guys.
You make pretty straightforward music, actually, don't you?
Yeah. Straightforward guys.
Straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. I think it's mostly about the energy and trying to send a message in some kind of way, but in our own way and without ambitions. Like,
we want no ambitions.
We want to do stuff and we want to play and we want to make records, but we don't want to be like world famous rock stars or anything like that. Mm. Just want to meet people and make some music that makes sense and yeah.
Just want to have a good time.
Yeah, just want to have a good time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to make anything more complicated than it is. Not like songwriting is also pretty simple because like there's no reason to make it more complicated than it already is.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You found your straightforward way in songwriting or something, and you're not going into very complicated directions there.
Maybe at some point, but right now we're kind of in a nice flow. We write together pretty well right now, I think, and putting out three EPs this year.
Wow.
And then we will like make a compilation at the end of the year and make a vinyl.
Okay.
So. We're kind of busy making a lot of songs, but at the same time we kind of prepared and we have a lot of demos and stuff like that. So I think it's gonna be a fun year. Not gonna play that much, I think, concerts and stuff, but gonna make a hell lot of music and hopefully we putting something good out there people want to listen to.
You just put out an EP that has 5 songs, right?
Mm.
Correct. And there's 4 songs that are pretty straightforward and there's one slow song. Mm. Was that a requirement to have, if you put out something there has to be a slow song in there, or how did that one?
It was just like a fucked up jam.
Yeah.
That song actually was like a long live jam in the studio.
Just having fun, actually. So it's a bit of a coincidence because it's kind of cheesy to end an album on an EP or something with like this is the epic stuff, but it's not like that at all. It's actually very simple and just a jam, just a late night session having fun. And then we just thought, yeah, we play so fast, now we have something slow, why not put it on and
straight backwards.
Yeah.
you just said you recorded that whole thing like live, as in you just played it and hit record before you started?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Took like 6 hours or something.
Yeah.
And then we went for some overdubbing, some tambourines and some
vocals, dubbing and stuff. Yeah.
But it was quite easy and fast.
Yeah.
Making it.
Do you frickle a lot on them songs? Like, do you work on them very long, or when they're done, they're done? What kind of?
Like in the studio producing it, like it gets done kind of quick.
Yeah.
Like it shapes up kind of fast how like the whole record which should sound, and the sound is coming out, so it makes itself in a way.
So is that a thing that happens while you do it, or did you go in with a plan where you're like, okay, nope, this one has a bit of sunshine in it and we gotta make certain things happen?
There's absolutely no plan at all.
No.
That's the only plan.
It's just kind of a sound, an energy that we create together. Often I write some melodies or something, then I say, hey guys, listen to this, and then it kind of makes sense very fast, you know. We get each other, I think.
Yeah.
And so it's quite easy in some kind of way, yeah.
It's really, really neat that it just kind of seems to flow that way. It's very.
I think in general we like to work fast, like we like to be on time, and like we like also to play fast music and also be like quick in like the process, because there's nothing worse than a process dragging out, like you trying like mix number 6 and still not working, and like then you're not in the process anymore, then just like go back to number 1 will be better anyway. So the faster the better.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than trying to make an album and after 2 years you're like, okay. It doesn't make sense after 2 years when you have like raped your fucking music.
Yeah.
In some kind of, you know, there's some genres, some pop music and math rock and stuff like that where you have to do that stuff. You have to get it all tight and produce it, but I think this just have to be simple.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing also about like being a trio and like playing as a trio and writing as a trio. It's just really easy to get around. Like you don't have to make so many rules because you don't like you're not so many about the coordination and stuff. Yeah.
It's basically all set. You all know what you do, and you just
kind of.
Okay. How do you where does the new stuff come from? Is it just you three guys spending time together and being like, hey, let's do a song about that, or is that coming from whatever happens outside of the band? It probably is,
it's
logically
kind of both,
but
you know, kind of both, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, like we spend a lot of time together.
Yeah,
like we like do all kinds of things together.
Yeah.
And I guess that like helps writing the music in a way.
Yeah.
And like the writing also changes a lot. Like in the beginning it was Molly coming up with back in the days it was Molly coming up with sketches, and like we worked on them and made it into a song.
Wait. So there's sketches at the base of the songs?
Yeah.
Do you still pull them out sometimes? I mean, sketch would mean some kind of theater stuff in a sense, or am I getting that wrong right now?
No, like
or is
a demo.
It just a decoy?
Like demo.
Ah, yeah.
Okay.
Demo.
So,
No.
I thought you'd be like a little little comedy routine thing here.
Molly used to make up demos,
and I still do them all the time. But now it's a lot more band thing than before. Now it's, hey guys, I have this, help me, like. And before it was like, hey, let's play this, okay. You know, so now there's more like a band thing, and that's very cool, and it's very easy, which makes it feel right, you know, when it's that easy, and maybe at some point we can like go in another direction with the music, but right now I think just go with the flow and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So is there in like 20 years going to be a mean pop record from you guys because you suddenly decided to go in another
maybe
direction?
A hip hop record,
record,
techno record, or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
a mashup of both things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't know.
Maybe we make a new band. I don't know. Just.
Do any of you guys have nicknames so we can pick those next?
Toby and Maddie.
Toby and Maddie.
And Molly. Sounds like three pets or something. This is my dog, Molly, the cat. No, it's, yeah. It's Molly, Maddie.
Yeah.
And
Toby.
And Toby.
Mad stuff. Yeah.
We have a lot of names. Crazy Danes.
What does this fine festival like mean to you? Why are you here? What does it represent, anything, or is it just another opportunity to play?
Like, it's that one time a year where you can be like a local, as Copenhagener, you can be local in Aarhus. Because like everybody here is from Copenhagen.
Yeah.
And like everybody's
like a band camp. It's like the Copenhagen band camp of the year.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, a lot of Copenhagen bands go to Aarhus and just like, right now in Aarhus, they say hi to each other. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it's really like a camp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a big like conference for bands. And there's also all this hype about it. Like, it's for upcoming bands and like, you should meet this guy from German radio maybe, like, and this booking agent and stuff. And it's like, really, it's... And people ask you, are you nervous? Like, there's a lot of people from the music industry coming, and mm-hmm. like, it takes away a little the focus from the actual music. Like, it's just a concert tonight, and yeah. It's gonna be a concert for people.
Yeah, I guess for us it's just another concert.
Mm. Yeah,
but of course it's nice to meet people, and as Matthias said, it is a band camp, and it's a festival, so people get drunk and do weird stuff. So that's why we're here. Yeah. That's why we love it. And we have all been to Aarhus a lot of times in other contexts as well. So, yeah.
Do you know a lot of the bands that come from Copenhagen, or is that just like in the circle and kind of music that you play that you know the other bands that are similar, or is it very
a lot
broad?
No, really.
Yeah, a lot. Both
pop music and rap music, and like very big pop music, like Mø and something. We also know that those guys.
It's a small city, so you get to know like each corner of it, kind of.
Mm.
It's and really cool.
Everyone is also really cool, I think. Most of them.
Most of
no,
them.
No, no. But you can be like on. Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel, and then you can come back to Denmark and just drink coffee on the street, you know. I think that's kind of cool. And it is a very small city, and Aarhus is way smaller, so yeah, it's very fun. Yeah, it is.
Alright, I'm gonna look at my smart book, but I think I'm out of questions that I can think of. Depending if you have anything else that you want to get rid of and say, and that is important to you.
Buy our stuff. Buy. No.
20% discount.
Yeah.
And we can have like a buy our stuff, and then we could just put it in there and like very sporadically to make people do that.
American voice.
So yeah, you put.
Extreme.
So there's one EP out this year. Two more are coming. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Are there dates associated with that, or is that just when they're done, they're done, and then it go out?
We're gonna record next month.
We're gonna start recording.
It's a quick process that we just told you. So, hopefully very soon.
It's kind of like a gambling promise we gave about the three EPs, because we just made one. Like, we didn't record the other one, but we have. I think we have songs.
We have another songs.
So don't worry, we'll make it before Christmas. Promise.
You have two more before Christmas.
Yes, they were ready for the Christmas sale.
Yeah. gotta have the vinyl ready before Christmas, so we can give our families some presents. Because we don't have any money.
Yeah. Mm. And you can't give them the same one.
No,
twice.
No. I've done that.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Come.